News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And I am super excited to have in the studio with me Topher Warren. He is the education director at Pensacola Little Theater. How are you, Topher?
So good. Thanks for having me back.
I'm so excited that you're here. As many of you know, my number one passion in the world is theater and acting. And I was super excited that he could come in because y'all got a show this weekend.
We do. We opened literally on Friday.
Yes, you had a show. It's great. So tell us all about it and what's happening and win tickets. We've got to get all the info
for
everybody.
So the musical is called The Trail to Oregon, which is inspired. It's written by a company called Star Kid, which is based loosely from the University of Michigan. Darren Chris, if you've ever heard him from Broadway, his whole origin story comes from them, from the University of Michigan.
Oh, boy. Okay.
But it is a interactive musical that is going to be all based on the video game from the 80s, The Oregon Trail.
Okay. Now, first of all, number one, I did not play the video game.
Sure.
and I'm an old school theater person, been around forever. I have not heard of an interactive musical before.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of, I've done plays,
sure.
Improv. I've heard that expression. So what is an interactive, makes me nervous as an audience member.
No,
what is an interactive musical?
I think of it as it is the most free form way to be an audience member for the show.
Okay.
There is a lot of improv that happens that's built into the script. What happens is we have six family members that are coming in. So we have a father, a mother, a daughter, a son, a grandfather, and then one actor that plays everyone else. And
It
is a super fun cast. And how it works is they basically are going this journey from Missouri all the way to Oregon to go to the land of opportunity and fortune.
Oh,
but
my.
Anything can happen, whether that's dysentery or a snake bite or the wagon falls apart and goes up in flames.
No.
And so things like that will just naturally happen during this musical. And the great part is you get to name every single actor. So the actors have to learn a different name for their character every single night.
Oh, no.
One of the big elements of the game is that people will die along the way. So you get to nominate who you want to see oft in the show.
Oh, no.
But they do. It's very comedic, very funny. It's meant very much in jest. It's just a very high energy fun show.
See, if I was an actor, I'd be tempted to load the audience with my friends.
Oh, absolutely.
So I don't get killed off every night in the first
scene.
Oh, gosh. All right. So now tell me the dates of the show. And where is it? Studio 400?
It is part of our Studio 400 series, which is a little more on the adult friendly side.
Mm-hmm. And explain what that is, because it's not on the main stage.
Correct. So we have a small black box theater attached in the inside of our lobby. It's on the, if you've ever been to our main stage theater, it's just on the opposite side of our atrium
lobby. It used to be the old courtroom.
Correct. And so that is where the location of our theater will be. And then the actual dates of the show are going to be Friday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And then it's going to be on Thursday, May 8th, all the way through May the 11th. And
okay.
So Sundays will be a matinee show at 2:30, mm-hmm. but Thursday, Fridays, and Saturday shows will be at 7:30.
So opening night is this Friday.
Correct.
Okay, so that's exciting. And then you do have the Saturday performance and the Sunday matinee. And then Thursdays are a special night, aren't they?
They are. So we now have what we call half price Thursdays. And so it makes it so all of our ticket sales are half price. It's a little more accessible for people, especially that are on the go. It's a great day to mix it up during a weekday.
Mm-hmm.
To have some
or people
do.
Who work in radio on a budget.
Absolutely.
I'm just kidding. So Topher is so talented himself. I'm just trying to think, what were the show that you were just in?
I was just in Fiddler on the Roof at UWF.
Yes.
Playing Tevye.
Yeah. And that was, oh my gosh.
So much fun.
I that was the first musical I was ever in.
Was it really?
Yes, I played Bielka, who
fun.
Is the littlest daughter.
Yeah. I love that.
It was
so
a high
much.
School production, and I was in the eighth grade.
Very
and it
cool.
was all seniors and stuff, and I got cast as the littlest daughter. I think she has maybe one line or something.
Yeah.
You know, but Tevye, the lead role was something else.
Thank you.
Wasn't that fun?
It was one of the greatest joys I could have had as an actor, playing that role. And such a depth character to it, but also just such a pivotal and important story to be told, and just so much fun. Especially, they have so much talent at mm-hmm. the University of West Florida right now.
Yeah.
I wish... If I would have gone to school there at this time, they had so much talent.
Well, you went when you're there, and we have you as a result, so we're not complaining. So you have been an actor for a long time, and maybe for folks that I kind of don't really understand, they'll see movie stars and things like that, but for actors, it really is about the craft.
Absolutely.
There really is an art to this. It's not just getting up there and mouthing off the script. But what do you love the most about it? And you're a teacher now.
I am now,
He's in charge of education, and you've got classes coming up, so we'll definitely talk about that. But
Yeah.
What brought you, Topher, into it? What was it? What is it about the theater that you love and the craft of acting?
From a very young age, I always loved telling stories, whether that's just me making stuff up for my parents on the couch.
To I did that too.
Reenacting cartoons, but reenacting them as though I was playing the characters. Mm-hmm. So I've always been drawn to storytelling. And I think the more that I matured as a human being, the more that I loved diving into the depth of storytelling. Mm-hmm. And it's very odd telling people that, like, I'm a professional storyteller. Like, that's what I do.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's truly just diving into the brain of characters. And mm-hmm. as a director too, now diving into like the heart of what a story is and how to tell that story authentically and truthfully. And to try and capture audience members' hearts through it. I especially love just like audience members that aren't really into the theater and that's mm-hmm. maybe their first time or they just don't come frequently, but really just giving them a show that they leave feeling, wow, I'm just glad I came to that.
There's
I feel changed.
There's still a connection that you get in the theater yeah. between the players and the audience. Something happens. It's different every night because the chemistry and energy is different every night that you cannot get in film or on television or on Netflix.
Yeah, you get a one
you just
take.
Can't, you
That's
can't.
It.
You just can't get it. Yeah. So I'm excited that you have taken the helm of the education department and doing a great job. I'm observing these things, you know? So I'm not just saying that. But you do have classes coming up too,
we
right?
do.
So maybe we can chat about that too.
Yeah, we love that.
Okay.
So we have obviously a very rich theater program here at the Pensacola Little Theater, and we have classes during the school year. But what's really special is that we have a plethora of summer camps that are available that range from 1 week camps all the way to a 3 week long camp.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And it starts for my Santa Rosa County people listening. I apologize for the first week because it starts the week after Memorial Day and they go for until the 29th.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
But we have a 3 week long camp called Summer Stars where we are performing the musical Aristocats Kids, which is a 30-minute abbreviated version of the classic Aristocats movie.
Oh, fun.
So much fun. Very high energy, very much into the jazz style of music. So kids are going to get a total kick out of that. And it's a 3 week camp that runs from 9 a.m. until 3. So it's great during the workday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a bunch of different 1 week long camps that range from improvisation to dance technique to
okay.
an introductory, we call it musical theater song and dance. So it's an introduction to musical theater.
So you can kind of learn how to sing.
Yeah. Especially
belting that kind of technique.
Jumping into a show gives you a little bit of anxiety. Like we have some great 1 week camps to just transition you easy into our
maybe
into
I
our
need
camps.
To take one of those.
They're so much fun. We also got some adult classes this summer
oh,
too.
Oh, you
is
do?
Fun. We
okay.
have an acting for adults class that'll
is
be on
there
Thursdays.
A beginner's class for somebody maybe that's listening that I have people come up to me all the time that say, I wanted to act my whole life and maybe now I'll give it a try. And I say, yeah, come out and audition. Do
yeah,
it.
We have a an acting for adults class that is a very entry level one kind of class. It's taught by a brilliant teacher named Mary Hussar, who we just hired. And she's incredible and breaks down just the elements of acting in a very tangible way that mm-hmm. anyone could digest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just a way to get your feet wet with it, to not be as nervous with what acting is, and then learning just to kind of embrace that and be bold and courageous with it.
Yeah, and then that's fun because they have shows all year round, and they have the big show, main mm-hmm. stage shows. We have Studio 400 and other workshops and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, the 24-hour theater. There's so mm-hmm. many ways that you can get your toe in the water if you want to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's so good. So then the classes start. What about are the price ranges?
So for any of our 1 week camps for our students, those are going to run about $250, and they run for 3 hours every day for 5 days for the whole week, Monday through Friday.
Okay, so is it $250 a week or for the whole?
$250 for the week.
For the week, okay.
Because mm-hmm, they're just a 1 week camp.
Gotcha. Okay.
Our 3 week camp for Summer Stars is going to run $750, so it's just that $250 times three.
Uh-huh.
And that one runs from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. And they'll get dropped off at the theater, spend the entire day with us here, and then get picked up at the theater. And then for our adult classes specifically, those run $250, and they run for 8 weeks, and it's about an hour and a half a week. We have an improv class as well as an acting, an introduction to acting class for adults, and those run those $250 for an 8 week session. But they're an hour
like
and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
This sounds like fun. Okay, so how would I want to, if I wanted to sign up for that, or do I have to audition, or can I just come? How does that work?
Yes, yeah, so with our classes and camps, there is no audition necessary. All it is just kind of a eagerness to get involved. You can sign up. There's two ways to sign up. One is you can check us out at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. On the top of the right-hand side of that website, there's a drop box you can click on that'll drop you to education.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you get to education, that's everything that I do. It'll have a list of all of our summer camps, all of our classes for the upcoming fall, a little description of each of the camps. So you kind of, what does Lab Rats Camp mean? And so
right,
you can look
right.
at that and get a description
out,
of what
yeah.
that camp looks like. And then there's a link that you can click on there to sign up. Or feel free, you can give me an email or a phone call at education@PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Okay. And are there ever scholarships available?
We do. So we are currently passed our scholarship due date for the summer, mm-hmm. but we are accepting applications right now for our fall term, which will start usually right after Labor Day in September.
Okay, so now's the time to get that if you wanted to do in the fall.
Absolutely. And we've been very blessed with us to be able to give out as many scholarships possible. We have record numbers this year of scholarships.
Yay, that's great. All right, we're talking with Topher, who is the education director at Pensacola Little Theater. If you have any questions for him, he's our expert on the theater in the studio right now. So text it in at 850-437-1620, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes after the break on Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We have Topher Warren here with us today. He is here to talk about education at Pensacola Little Theater because he is the education director. We just went through a whole bunch of classes that people can sign up for in the summer and the fall. If you could give that information out again, where they can find that info.
Yeah. So if you go to PensacolaLittleTheater.com on our Dropbox on the top right hand side of our website, you're going to see an education tab. If you click on that, we have a section that says summer camps as well as one that says classes. So if you're looking for something for the, once the school year starts back up again in the fall, we have a classes link that will have all of our new classes and old classes that we're offering. And if you're looking for something fun for your kid to do during the summer, we have a plethora of 1 week and 3 week long camps that you could definitely sign up that range from acting to improv to musical theater and anywhere in between.
I love it. Okay, I'm super excited about all that. And the education department, I can say, I can vouch for him, is in excellent hands with Topher. He's a talented actor and director and has just taken this whole program in a whole new level. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
But the main reason we wanted you to come on today was to talk about the upcoming show.
Yeah, the Trail to Oregon.
There you go. All right, tell us all about it again in case someone just joined us.
Absolutely. Well, it is such a fun and uplifting and high energy show. It's a musical that is based around the 80s video game, The Oregon Trail, which if any listeners hearing that have like, I've never played that game, don't worry. We expect that to happen okay. right away.
There'll be some people, though, that will know.
Oh, absolutely. It is a story about a family of a mother, a father, a son, a daughter, a grandpa, and then there's an ensemble character that plays everyone else in the script, which is so fun. And they're on a journey from Missouri all the way to Oregon for the land of opportunity. Mm-hmm. And along the way, anything and everything will happen. You know, anything can happen from a snake bite to the wagon going up in flames.
Oh,
to,
my gosh.
A river that opens up and consumes people. And so,
And
the best part of this show, beside it being very high energy, is that there is a level of audience participation that happens. So our audience members, they get to first choose the name of every one of our characters on stage, which is delightful.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, they get to decide at the end. Obviously, someone has to die in our Trail to Oregon because we can't have a.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. This is so theatrical.
It is.
Just making me laugh.
And I feel like anyone that hears it goes, someone dies? Like, I don't want to see that. And it's like, no, it's very comedic.
Not only that, you get the audience gets to pick who.
They get to pick
right?
who during intermission. Yeah. So it's super fun. And we have some amazing veterans of our theater community mm-hmm. coming to the stage here. So we have.
I was going to say, let's hats off to the actors.
Yes.
We want to mention who's in the show this time.
Yes. We have Kismet Dunkerley as our father, which Uh-oh. Is very entertaining, just a high energy character. We have Crystal Dunning as our mother, Isabella Brown as our brother, Errol Diamond Odell as sister, Casey Mulder as grandpa, and then Jacob Feldstein playing everyone else, which is actually the name of the character, is everyone else.
Everyone else.
And I think
love
he plays
it.
Somewhere around like 25 to 30 characters.
No kidding. What a fun actor.
What a challenge, too. Yeah.
I'm all excited now as an actor. I think that's
absolutely
awesome. That's really great. Well, they do a great job with all the different shows. This is a Studio 400 production, so it's mm-hmm. not on the main stage, but it's in the courtroom. We used to call it the courtroom.
The courtroom
now,
theater, yeah.
Yeah, the courtroom theater. And that's kind of nice because I like that because it is more intimate.
It does. It only seats about 100-ish to 110 max people just with fire code. Mm-hmm. But we have, and the cool part with this is, in addition to just having your regular seats, is we also have the option you can purchase a table. Which is kind of cool, different.
It's kind of cafe seating.
Yeah, if you think back to like when we were around in the earlier 2000s, we had like Portobello Market out of mm-hmm. our theater. So you could get appetizers, but we do have a full stocked bar that you can bring your concessions to a table of four.
It's nice.
And it's a really intimate space right in front of the stage. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's really nice too.
Yeah.
So we've got the Trail to Oregon coming up. And then are we able to say what's coming next after that?
Yeah, so we actually have one more production happening immediately after that is directed by the incredible Dr. Stephen Lott.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Camelot, which is Mira's
season
finale. Yeah.
I love the music from that show.
It's a classic for
it
a reason.
It is a classic. Yeah. And there are probably a lot of people now that it's been long ago enough. Is that
yeah.
right? The English long ago enough?
Yeah.
You know what I mean. It's
sure.
been long enough that people may not be familiar with this musical because it was all the rage back
right.
in the day.
And it's the classic story of King Arthur and his court of Camelot. There's Guinevere, or you know, if you're used to like Spamalot, it's the Lady of the Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Lancelot. And of course, there's, you know, typically there's Merlin and other characters that, that pop right. in throughout. The really interesting part about this production specifically is we are doing the more the newer adapted version,
which
is a smaller cast, mm-hmm. and it has a cast of 8 people, and so that's it takes so out a lot of the ensemble,
but
it focuses really heavy on the storytelling and the richness of this love trio between Lancelot, Guinevere, and Arthur.
Wow, okay. So the new season will be coming up, and you were saying that's going to be announced on June 1st?
June 1st.
So at that time, then, if someone wanted to subscribe to the theater, that's really the best way to go, isn't it, to get subscription seats?
Absolutely. On June 1st, we typically start to have a season reveal where people can come to the theater and they can start to hear from the new directors for the next season. Mm-hmm. And you get to hear all the new shows that get announced, and then you can start to decide, well, if I want to get season tickets, what shows do I want to go see? Mm-hmm. And so, because we do have really specific packages you can sign up for if you want to
Oh, that's good. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, if you're interested in, I just love doing the studio shows, or I just love the main stage shows. Or if you're like me, I love a combination of everything.
Yeah, me too.
So there's options for that as well.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Yeah. And if someone wanted to get involved in the theater and they're like, yeah, but I don't really want to act, are there other ways they can get involved? Because I already know the answer to this question, but you go ahead.
I love the setting up ball for me. Just like, yes, and now hit it.
Hit that ball.
But yes, there's so many ways to get involved in our theater. The first that I think is the greatest way for volunteering is ushering. That's a great way to just, one, you
I
get
do
to
that
see
all the
some,
time.
You get to see some free
so
theater.
So much fun.
Because you get to see the show for free, and you're kind of assisting your time to help people find their seats. We also, every single person in our theater besides the staff of 10 of us now are all volunteer led. And so
that's right.
There's opportunities for you to help backstage if you're interested in technical theater and wanting to be on part of the tech crew. If you like building or want to help with scenic painting,
shout out to Kayla
our technical director.
Who's our fabulous technical director.
She's brilliant and needs
help.
So much assistance because the quality of work that she puts on there, she can't do by herself. And so she's just incredible. And so,
well, we do actually need people that are handy with carpentry.
Yeah, absolutely.
People that can actually help build.
And that's a great skill set.
Yeah.
If you have that, we would love
really
your assistance at our theater because we do put on some beautiful sets mm-hmm. to help build with that.
No question.
Yeah.
And then you have the also costumes.
Right, correct. Are you a costume team?
Because everything is in-house.
Correct.
Everything that they do, the sets, the costumes, everything is either donated through the theater or paid for by the theater. So
correct.
That is such a great area, and they need lots of help too.
Correct.
And all the time.
And our seamstress team, we have some incredible women and men that build and can design and can, mm-hmm. and can fit and adjust as much as possible. But if you ever have a skill set like that and you're interested in, man, I would love to get involved in the theater community, we would love for you to be a part of our theater family
yes.
here at Pensacola Little Theater.
Yes, and it is absolutely a family.
Absolutely.
And stage managers, tech, crews, mm-hmm. I've been backstage just helping out.
Sure.
There's so many things, ways that you can participate.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back again with Topher Warren, Education Director at Pensacola Little Theater. This is Pep Talk. Got a question for Topher, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Topher Warren, Education Director at Pensacola Little Theater. And we did get a text in while we were on the break. Do you have any classes that would help someone get into voice acting?
Ooh, that's a
great
question. Honestly, I genuinely believe our introductory class, our acting for adults class, that's kind of a level one class.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a great fit. We don't offer, unfortunately, like a voiceover acting class.
Voiceover thing, yeah.
But that class, the acting for adults class, does focus really heavily on the voice and how we use our diaphragm and how we kind of use all those mechanics and the anatomy of the voice and how
right.
those things work.
Right.
That I think that'd be a great transitionary class either to jump into a voiceover class with, mm-hmm. with a different company, or just to kind of get your feet wet and what that looks like. And I know our teacher Mary has worked in film and voiceover as well, so she might have some great helpful
oh,
tips
yeah.
and helpful
hints.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for the questions. We just have about 2 minutes left here, Topher, so maybe review. Oh, we got the show coming up you want to mention too.
Yes. So in addition to Camelot and the Trail to Oregon that is in this current season, we are allowed to add a little teaser for you guys. Our very first show for our upcoming season is going to be a play in our Treehouse series for our family-friendly theater called Goonie Bird Green and Her Real Life Adventures. And the great part, we're announcing it early. It's so fun. And it's about a girl in school and going about her crazy, wacky life.
I want the name Goonie Bird Green. That's just.
But auditions will be happening in June, which is technically before our new season
uh-huh.
kind of happened. So it's a really weird kind of time frame of the year. But Justin Gaillard is directing that, and it's going to be an incredible show. So if you have a student between the ages of like 7 and 16, this is going to be a great show to kind of get your student involved as well.
Oh, great. Yeah, and it's in the summertime too, mm-hmm. the rehearsal, so that helps
exactly.
too.
Exactly, yeah. yeah.
Okay, great. All right, this show coming up, Trail to Oregon.
The Trail to Oregon.
Coming up this weekend. How to get tickets?
Yeah, so we can obviously get our tickets at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. That's an easy way to do it. And if you like rather seeing someone face-to-face, we have a brand new renovated theater. So we have a brand new renovated box office. You can see Michael Smith, our box office manager, as well as you can give us a call at 850-432-2042, and we can always get you tickets over the phone as well. But we'd love, tickets are selling out very quick. I will say they're selling out soon, so get your tickets while you can.
All right. Thank you so much, Topher, for coming in. I so appreciate you.
Absolutely.
He's a wonderful actor and director and doing a super job with education department. Definitely check out The Trail to Oregon. Starts this weekend.
Absolutely.
It'll be a lot of fun for the next 2 weekends. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Thanks for joining us this morning. It's been a busy morning, and we have lots of great guests lined up for tomorrow. So I hope you join us again tomorrow at 9 o'clock right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.